game to show that tests exactly how big of a poser each contestant is. The game is simple. There are three rounds. Round one has six categories, with questions ranging from 100 to 500 punks points. Contestants buzz in, and if they get a question right, they get those points. But if they get the question wrong, they lose that many points. There is also one chance to sell out. Round two is the exact same, except points range from 200 to 1,000, and there are two options to sell out. Round three is a single question where players can wager some or all of their points. Let's meet our contestants. From Brooklyn, here's Mikey Erg, drummer and guitar player for over 5,000 bands, including The Ergs, Dirt Bike Annie, Psyched to Die, The Measure, Warriors, The Slow Death, and Oh, I Don't Know. Go look up Discogs for yourself.
Hello.
From Philadelphia, here's Caitlin, guitar player for Vixen 77, who are playing a show Friday night at Kung Fu Necktie, and they rock, so go check them out. And joining us from SoCal, here is former Punk News editor, record collector extraordinaire, all-around good guy, Ricky Frankel. And give a big hand for our host, Johnny Gentile.
Thank you. Listen, we don't have much time to spare, so we're going to get started right away, and we'll interview our players a little bit later on. And what's our categories for round one?
Round one, we have Joan Jett, The Punk Hip Hop Connection, Joe Strummer, Record Collecting, Great Punk Literature, and finally, Mega Boys, sadly.
Okay, Caitlin won the toss-up. Caitlin, what's the first question?
So I will go with Great Punk Literature for 300.
Okay, under Great Punk Literature, who wrote Rock and the Pop Narcotic, a book famous for its criticism of rock music? Mikey?
Joe Carducci. Who is Joe
Correct.
Carducci?
Actually, you don't have to say who is. You can just say it.
Oh, thank God. I'm going to forget that every time.
Correct, Joe Carducci. Mikey, the board is yours.
I'll do Record Collecting for 200.
All right, under Record Collecting for 200, the question is, records often have a code inscribed in the runout groove area of the record. What is the general term for that code? I'll read it one more time. Records often have a code inscribed in the runout groove area in the record. What is the general term for that code? No answer. The answer is the record matrix. Mikey, your choice again.
I'll do Record Collecting for 300.
Record Collecting for 300. Records released by Crass would often include what price-limiting phrase? Mikey?
Do not pay more than...
Correct. Pay no more than. $300 for Mikey. Mikey, the board is yours.
I will go with Joe Strummer for 200.
All right, Joe Strummer for 200. The question is the following of Joe Strummer. Before Joe Strummer was in the Clash, he was in what pub rock outfit? That is, let me see. Caitlin, by literally less than 1,000th of a second. Oh. Caitlin.
Well, I know he was in the Damned for a little while.
I'm afraid that is incorrect. I will reset the buzzer, and I think Ricky's next. Ricky?
The 101ers?
Correct, for $200.
Yes!
Ricky, the board is yours.
I'll do Record Collecting for 100.
All right, under Record Collecting for 100, the standard for grading records includes six value ranges. Those ranges are mint, near mint, very good, good, fair, and what? Mikey?
Poor.
Poor, correct, is for 100. Mikey, the board is yours.
Record Collecting for 400.
Record Collecting for 400. Beatles' White Album, Serial Number 1, was originally owned by whom? Mikey?
Ringo Starr.
Correct for 400. Mikey, the board is yours.
Damn.
I'll do Great Punk Literature for 100.
All right, Great Punk Literature for 100. The question is, Get in the Van details Henry Rollins's tours with what band? Ricky, you get first.
Black Flag.
Correct for 100. Yes. Ricky, the board is yours.
Great Punk Literature for 200.
Complete the title of this famous autobiography. Rotten. No Irish, no blacks, no blank. Mikey?
Dogs.
Correct for 200. Mikey, the board is yours.
I'll do, let me try the punk hip hop connection for 200.
Punk hip hop connection for 200. Before Zach De La Roca was in Rage Against the Machine, he sang in what hardcore band? Ricky?
Inside Out.
Correct for $200.
Yes, I did.
Ricky, the board is yours.
Yes.
Ricky, the board is yours.
Punk hip hop connection for 100.
Sublime has a song paying tribute to what boom bap hip hop icon? I'll read the question one more time. Sublime has a song paying tribute to what boom bap hip hop icon? No answer. Mikey?
KRS-One.
Correct for $100. Oh, let's pause and meet our contestants while M adds up the score. First of all, we are here with Mikey Erg. Mikey, you just recently released a new record in both USA and UK editions. Tell us a little bit about that idea and what you've been up to lately.
The record came out last year. It's called Mikey Erg. It is the cover of it was a Clash homage. So I figured, why not do the crazy thing and do the the Clash's first album was different in the UK and the US, completely different track listing, completely different a similar cover but a different cover. So I kind of wanted to just pay homage to that and make the collector nerd sweat, as it were, to borrow an old phrase.
Well, I've heard the record. It's very cool. So, Mikey, thank you for putting that out, and hopefully we'll see you on tour relatively soon.
Yeah, I hope so.
We're here with Caitlin. We're here with Caitlin from Vixen 77. I love Vixen 77, one of Philly's best bands. Caitlin, tomorrow is a very special day for Vixen 77, tomorrow being Friday. Why is Friday a very special day for Vixen 77?
It's our first show since for 2 years, and it's our first show with our new lineup, so we're very stoked to be back.
Very cool. Caitlin, do you guys have recordings in the work, or what are you guys doing right now?
We just recorded our first full length a few weeks ago. It'll be out in March-ish. Don't quote me on that. We're basically just back with a new lineup. It's pretty much a new band. We have some of the old songs, though, but a lot of new stuff as well.
Well, very cool. We have some of the old songs, though. We had Vixen 77 play the Sonic Attack with Catbite, Rodney Anonymous, and Chris of Crazy in the Brains, and Vixen 77 tore the roof off and people dug it. So, Caitlin, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
We are also here with someone whose record nerd rivals my own. We are here with Ricky Frankel, Punk News former editor, but once an editor, always an editor at Punk News. Ricky, how are you doing? Thanks for being on the show.
I'm really good. You were very right. Once an editor, always an editor. So, I'm doing well. Happy to be back. I'm stoked, you guys. When was the last time Punk's Points was played on the podcast? It's been forever.
Over 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Ricky's being a real trooper. Hunter of Decent Criminal is going to be on, but they had actually a surprise show come up. So Ricky steps in. Ricky, do you feel like maybe Ripper Owens stepping in for Rob Halford? Or maybe, maybe Michael Gray stepping in for Glenn Danzig. Or maybe even Mike Yerg stepping in for Ara Babajian and Star Fucking Hipsters. Is that how you feel?
I'm not gonna touch that one. But you know what? Listen, how many episodes of the podcast was I on when I was on the staff? I think I'm the Glenn Danzig, and Hunter would be Michael Gray's.
Well said. Em, do we have a score tally?
We do. So midway through round one, Mike Yerg, you are at 1,400. Ricky, you are at 500. Oh, and Caitlin, you are at 0.
Well, there's plenty of points on the board, so let's get back to it. Mike Yerg, I believe the option is to you.
Oh, I will go with – let's go with Joan Jett for 300.
That is a sellout round. Mikey, How much would you like to sell out for? You can wager anywhere between zero to the full amount of money that you have.
I'll do 500.
All right, Mikey's wagering $500 or 500 punks points. Mm-hmm. Mikey, this question is just for you. What early West Coast California hardcore punk band had their debut produced by Joan Jett?
The Germs.
Correct, for I think it was 500 points. Excellent, yes. Excellent answer, Mikey. Mikey, the question is back to you. Next question on the board.
Let's do Joe Strummer for 300.
All right, Joe Strummer for 300. In what country was Joe Strummer born? Oh, Caitlin.
Was that the full question?
Yes, in what country was Joe Strummer born?
Okay, England.
I'm afraid that's incorrect. I'll reset the buzzer. Mikey or Ricky, you guys want to buzz in?
Was he born in
Spain? Ricky?
That was my guess, too. So.
No, what wasn't it like? It was India, wasn't it?
Incorrect.
Oh.
I think Mikey's not going to buzz in, correct, Mikey?
No.
I'm surprised you guys don't know this. Turkey, Ankara, Turkey. Where Joe Strummer was born.
I knew it was in that region.
I never would have been.
Mike, because his dad was a diplomat and his dad moved all around, and that's why Joe Strummer was born in England, I mean, in Turkey, but as an English citizen. Mikey, board's back to you.
Let's see what this MAGA Boys Sadly thing is all about for 200.
All right. Sadly, this MAGA boy recently appeared on The Masked Singer.
Oh.
Ricky?
Johnny Rotten.
Correct, for 200
I was just clowning in the comments on Punk News on that one, so that's why I know that. I don't watch that garbage show.
Ricky, the board is back to you.
Let's do Joe Strummer for 100.
All right, Joe Strummer for 100. What was the name of the second Clash studio album? Mikey?
Give Him a Death Rope.
Correct. Mikey, the board's back to you.
Joan Jett for 400.
Okay. With what band did Joan Jett record the original version of I Love Rock and Roll, which was before the Heartbreakers version? Or not the Heartbreakers, the Blackhearts version. 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer, Caitlin just buzzed in.
Oh, yeah. I think my buzzer's not working. Can you repeat the question again?
Band did Joan Jett record the original version of I Love Rock and Roll, which was not recorded with the Blackhearts?
Was it the Runaways?
Close. It was the Sex Pistols.
Oh.
So Ricky, is the board you? Or was it Mikey?
Good question.
I think it might have been Mikey, actually. No, I think it was Mikey. Anyways, if people want to find that version of I Love Rock and Roll, it's on Joan Jett's compilation Flashback, which has her version with the Sex Pistols. Mikey, board's back to you.
I'll do MAGA Boys Sadly for 300, please.
All right, MAGA Boys Sadly for 300. Sadly, this hip-hop icon, MAGA Boy, went so far as design hats for the Donald Trump campaign. Caitlin?
Was it Kanye West?
Correct for 300 points. Caitlin, the board is yours.
Finally. What about Joe Strummer for 400?
Joe Strummer for 400.
Yeah.
What was the last studio album that Joe Strummer released as part of The Clash? Mikey?
Cut the Crap.
Correct for 400 points, which did not include Mick Jones.
No.
Or Topper, the drummer. Mikey, the board is yours.
The Punk Hip Hop Connection for 300, please.
Punk Hip Hop Connection for 300. For the Judgment Night soundtrack, Slayer did a medley of exploited covers with what 80s hip hop icon? 4, 3, 2, 1. Ricky?
I'm going to guess Ice-T.
Correct for 300 points. Was that a guess, Ricky, or did that come true? It was Ice-T. Well,
That was a guess. I just heard 80s hip hop icon and go, okay.
Ricky, the board is yours.
Let's do record collecting for 500.
All right, record collecting for 500. What is the only vinyl record known to have been identified as a specific asset and then seized as part of a federal crime forfeiture?
Wasn't it the one? It was the Wu-Tang Clan album.
Well, somebody's got to ring in if they're going to answer.
Oh, God. Okay, sorry.
Ricky?
It was the Wu-Tang Clan album that the Pharma Bro bought for $2 million.
And what's the name of the record?
Once Upon a Time.
I'm afraid that's incorrect.
God, okay. I know it. I know what the story is.
Caitlin or Mikey, any guesses?
No.
No, the answer is Once Upon a Time in Shaolin, which was originally sold to Martin Shkreli in a one-of-one edition for $2
million. I thought you said that. I thought you said that wasn't correct. That's why I didn't buzz in.
No, no, no. Ricky said Once Upon a Time, but he didn't say Shaolin. You have to say the whole title of the record. So, Mikey, I think we're back to you.
All right, all right. Me?
I think it's Ricky's choice.
Okay. Joan Jett for 100, just to make me feel better.
What was the name of the band that Joan Jett was in before she became a solo artist? Caitlin?
The Runaways.
Correct for 100. Caitlin, the board is yours.
Joan Jett for 200.
What song written by Joan Jett was the theme song for Freaks and Geeks? Mikey?
Bad Reputation.
Correct for 200 points. Mikey, the board is now yours.
I'll do Great Punk Literature for 500.
Great Punk Literature for 500. Okay, here we go. This book meticulously and with a great deal of flair and style details the history of the band Leftover Crack, highlighting both the good sides and the bad sides of the band, and is generally considered one of the best oral histories ever written. I'm afraid that's before the end of the question, Ricky. So I will open the ringers in three. Mikey?
Architects of Self-Destruction.
Correct for 500 points, written by Brad Logan and John Gentile. Mikey, we just have a few left on the board. We've got a little bit of Punk Hop Connection, a little bit of MAGA Boy, sadly, and so it goes to you, Mikey. Where'd you like to go next?
Let's do MAGA Boys for 400.
All right, MAGA Boy, sadly, for 400. Sadly, this MAGA Boy, who briefly was a songwriter for Madonna, was in Washington, D.C. during the January 6th insurrection.
Oh, four, I know what three, band he's in.
Two, one. The answer, Ariel Pink. Mikey Erg, back to you.
The Punk Hip Hop Connection for 400.
Punk Hip Hop Connection for 400. The Coos, Boots Riley appeared on what album? No, I'm sorry. The Coos, Boots Riley appeared on an album by what crusty ska punkers? That was Ricky before Mikey.
Star fucking hipsters.
Record 400 points.
How could I get that wrong?
Ricky, back to you.
We can do Great Punk Literature for 400.
Great Punk Literature for 400. According to Legs McNeil in Please Kill Me, a famous musician dressed up in a gorilla suit and went on stage at a Stooges show. Iggy Pop, who was already high, freaked out. Who was in the gorilla suit? Four, three, two, one. Answer, Elton John. Ricky, just a couple left on this board. Where should we go next?
Let's do Punk Hip Hop Connection for 500.
Punk Hip Hop Connection for 500. KRS-One provided the opening vocals to what song by Sick of It All? Four, three, two, one. Clobbering Time by Sick of It All. Ricky, back to you.
All right. How about MAGA Boys for 100?
MAGA Boys for 100. Sadly, this MAGA boy used to sing for the Misfits.
Oh.
Mikey?
Michael Graves.
Correct for 100 points. Mikey, just a couple left. The board to you.
Let's do Joan Jett for 5.
Joan Jett covered what Christmas song on the I Love Rock and Roll album? Four. Three, two, one. Little Drummer Boy. And I think we've got one question left on this board. No, two questions. There's Joe Strummer for 500 and 500 for MAGA Boys, sadly. Mikey, which one will it be?
Let's do MAGA Boys.
MAGA Boys for 500. 5 decades before the rise and fall of Donald Trump, a reggae icon wrote a song called MAGA Dog, which was about a lying, wimpy, duplicitous, backstabbing person. Who was that reggae icon? Let's see Ricky.
I'm going to guess Lee Scratch Perry.
Incorrect, but good guess. Caitlin or Mikey, any guesses?
No.
The answer, Peter Tosh, who recorded that song on 3 separate occasions. Last question is Joe Strummer for 500, and then we will be on to round 2. Joe Strummer for 500, the question is, What Clash sound recording quotes the Ramones in its opening line? And it was produced by Lee Scratch Perry. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Police and Thieves, the cover of the Junior Mervyn Classic. So that ends round one. I think everyone's doing off to a great start. M, can we get a point tally when you have it ready to go? And while M adds it up, go ahead, M, you got to add it up?
Nope, almost there.
Are you still adding up? Fair enough. Well, let's see. Mikey, do you have any tours coming up anytime soon?
If all goes well, on January 25th, the Warriors will be going on tour with Brian Fallon and the Dirty Nil. And hopefully that happens. We already canceled the first couple weeks of it, hoping that things get a little better. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Fair enough. Caitlin, what's one of the most memorable shows that you've played in Vixen 77 or in your band's part of Vixen 77?
Most memorable. Well, in any band, probably.
In any band.
So my old band, Cheerleaders, we played a show at Connie's where the lead singer ended up people were like skating, doing like skate flips off of the stage, and she was like beating people up on the stage. That was a very like memorable one for me.
Good. Caitlin's referring to the sadly closed Connie Rickrack in Philadelphia, which had one of the most bizarre stages I've ever seen. And sometimes they would like extend the stage, so, and like it was literally like a death trap. I'm sorry, was that Caitlin?
I'm so sad that it's closed.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I love that place.
It was a great venue. Em, do we have the scores ready?
We do.
Okay, and what are our scores?
So, Mikey, you are at 3,200. Ricky, you are at 900. And Caitlin, you're at 400.
All right, everybody's doing pretty well. M, can you please let us know what the categories are for round two?
Can you see the thing?
Yes.
Great. All right, so we have Joe Jack Telcom and Angel. Live show escapades. Aria. Bands that never released an album, surprise songwriting credits, and problematic bands.
Caitlin, we start with you. Where should we go first?
I will do problematic bands for 200.
All right, problematic bands for 200. Recently, Morrissey has said some troublesome things in the press. What band did he front in the 1980s? Mikey?
The Smiths.
Is my buzzer not working?
I think I got you at 45, 6, 19.
Oh, okay. You're getting 45. I'm just buzzing in really slow. I'm going to try to be faster. I'm realizing.
Fair enough. Maybe jump the gun a little bit and that'll, you know, right at the end.
Okay.
You know,
I'm hesitating. Yeah.
Fair enough. But that is correct. Morrissey did front the Smiths. Mikey, the board is yours.
Surprise songwriting credits for 400.
All right. Surprise songwriting credits for 400. Taylor Swift has had at least one song ghostwritten by this Canadian hardcore punk singer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's Ben Cook, who has also written some other pop songs for other pop stars, including Pink. Mikey, back to you.
Live show escapades for 200.
All right, live show escapades for 200. And the question is, according to the book Architects of Self-Destruction, this band was literally banned from Phoenix, Arizona after starting a riot at their own show, which degenerated two people throwing metal chairs into the overpass. Ricky?
Leftover Crack.
Correct for 200 points. Ricky, where are we going next?
Let's try bands that never released an album for 200.
Bands that never released an album for 200. Minor Threat released 4 EPs, but never an album. What philosophy did the band unwittingly establish? Caitlin.
They refused to take any advertising money in general.
I'll accept that. That is actually one of their philosophies they established, indeed. Straight Edge. As they also established Straight Edge as well. Okay, Caitlin, the board is yours.
Oh, wow. Okay. Problematic bands for 400.
Problematic bands for 400. Okay, the singer of this band astoundingly has remained popular despite the fact that he is a convicted murderer, has burned down churches, regularly espouses racist ideology, and Caitlin?
Varg Vikernes?
Correct. Varg Vikernes of Burzum. He also challenged someone on the internet to a Jeep race to prove that communist Jeeps were better than capitalist Jeeps, and then lost by over 17 seconds. Caitlin, the board is yours.
Problematic bands for 600.
Bizarrely, Ian Stewart sang in a cover band that played mostly black music before becoming the leader of perhaps the most infamous racist punk band of all time. Mikey?
Screwdriver.
Correct for 600 points. Mikey, you seem to know a lot about your problematic bands.
Let's do Joe Jack Talcum and Angel for 400.
What was the name of the first Dead Milkmen album? Mikey?
Big Lizard in My Backyard.
Correct for 400 points. Mikey, the board is yours.
Let's do Bands That Never Released an Album for 400.
Bands That Never Released an Album for 400. Tomato Do Plenty fronted this groundbreaking synth-punk band. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Everyone should be ashamed. The answer is The Screamers, one of the best bands of all time. Mikey, back to you.
Bands That Never Released an Album for 600.
Many people think that The Avengers 12-inch is an album, but it's actually a compilation. Who was the singer for The Avengers? Mikey?
Penelope Houston.
Correct for 600 points. Who still sounds fantastic and played Philadelphia with Stiff Little Fingers 2 years ago. Fantastic band. Mikey, that's back true. To you.
Joe Jack Talcum and Angel for 600.
What author inspired the name The Dead Milkmen? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Answer? Oh, go ahead, Caitlin.
Was it Elie Wiesel?
Good guess, but unfortunately, no. Toni Morrison, who had the character Milkman Dead in numerous novels. I think, Mikey, we're back to you.
Let's do REUP for 200.
REUP for 200. The question is, REUP was a member of what first wave UK punk band? Mikey?
The Slits.
Correct for 200. Mikey, where are we going next?
Let's do surprise songwriting credits for 600.
Surprise songwriting credits for 600. She Turns Me On. This was actually written because I expected Hunter to be on the show. She Turns Me On, because I knew he wouldn't know the answer to this and I was going to insult him. She Turns Me On by Smash Mouth was actually written by this hardcore punker. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Black Dahlia of the Dwarves. Mike, back to you.
Of course. Joe Jack Talcum and Angel for 200, please.
Joe Jack Talcum co-founded what long-running punk band in the early 80s? Ricky?
The Dead Milkmen.
Correct for 200. Ricky, the board is yours.
Live Show Escapades for 400.
Live Show Escapades for 400. Live Show Escapades for 400. The question is, Crass was famously banned from an English club because they were too drunk to play and the plug was pulled after 5 songs. What club banned Crass? Mikey?
The Roxy.
Correct for 400. Mikey, board back to you.
You know, let's go problematic bands for 1,000.
Problematic bands for 1,000. Astoundingly, Ulf Ekberg was in a racist neo-Nazi skinhead band called Commit Suicide before forming this international pop megastar group. 5. Caitlin.
Was it the Swedish pop group that did, like, I Saw the Signs?
I'll accept that for 1,000 credits. That's Ace of Base.
Ace of Base.
Caitlin?
That record had, like, multiple hits.
Amazing.
I thought that was indeed weird it that did. It had that Nazi connection, yeah.
Caitlin, the board is back to you.
Problematic bands for 800.
Okay. This goth neo-folk group draws criticism for its use of Nazi imagery, despite the inexplicable fact that the band's only constant member is openly gay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Def in June, formed out of the band Crisis, who were also a very anti-Nazi band. Caitlin, back to you.
Sorry, I'm like blind. Live Show Escapades for 600.
Live Show Escapades for 600. In late August 2021, someone left something unexpected in the circle pit at a turnstile show. What was left in, Ricky?
It was a turd.
It was for 600 points.
That went, and that Ricky, story went wide. That was like crazy.
How did I not hear about that?
And if the listeners don't know, Turnstile had a show in August 2021, and people were moshing. They looked down, and they realized someone literally took a crap during the circle pit. And to date, the crapper has not been apprehended. So watch out. Ricky,
need to run DNA
back to you.
Test. Surprise songwriting credits for 200.
Surprise songwriting credits for 200. What band had their song featured in the Garnier Fructis commercial? Mikey?
I was going to say the Muffs, but I think
incorrect.
It's not right.
So I'll ask one more time. Ricky?
The Transplants.
Correct for 200 points.
Yes.
I thought it, I was thinking of the Fruitopia commercial. That's how old I am.
Ricky, the board is yours.
Okay. Live show escapades for 800.
This San Francisco, no, I'm sorry. Live show escapades for 800. Guar was once arrested in Charlotte, North Carolina because vocalist Odorous Urungus openly bared the cuttlefish of Cthulhu. What was the band charged with? Five. Ricky?
Public nudity.
Incorrect. Five. Caitlin?
Indecent exposure.
Correct.
Oh.
For 800 points. Caitlin, the board is back to you.
Joe jagged, 800 for that all four left.
Okay. And you'll probably want to wait to let me complete this question. Mm-hmm. Which of the following groups was a band that Joe Jack Talcum was not in? Touch Me Zoo, The Town Managers, Disco Lobotomy, Oriental Wigwam, The Cheesies, Jiffy Squid, The Low Budgets, The Headaches, or Butterfly Joe? And I'll read that one more time. Caitlin.
The Low Budgets.
Incorrect. Joe Budget was in The Low Budgets with Marshall Fisher. I'll read one more time. Touch Me Zoo, The Town Managers, Disco Lobotomy, Oriental Wigwam, The Cheesies, Jiffy Squid, The Low Budgets, The Headaches, and Butterfly Joe. Mikey or Ricky? Mikey?
The Cheesies.
Incorrect. that was a lo-fi synth-punk band that Joe formed, which was actually pretty cool, although they never released any physical media. Ricky, any guesses or no answer?
The disco one?
Correct. Disco Lobotomy was not a band that Joe Jack Talcum was in for $800 or 800 points. Ricky, the board is back to you.
Okay. Live show escapades for 1,000.
Live show escapades for 1,000. During one of the Raw Power record release shows at Max's Kansas City's, Iggy Pop seriously wounded himself when he smashed through a glass table. Who drove Iggy Pop to the hospital? Mikey?
David Bowie.
Incorrect. Good guess, though. Caitlin or Ricky? Caitlin?
Jane County.
Incorrect, but good guess. Ricky, are you going to take a guess or no answer?
Andy Warhol.
Incorrect. The answer, Alice Cooper.
Mm.
Shanti, that makes sense. Ricky, okay. Ricky, back to you.
Okay.
The board's running out, and we've got a few categories left here. We've got let's pause. I'm going to let M add up the totals. But just so the listeners know, right now we've got Joe Jack Talcum left. We've got Ari Up left. We've got bands that never released an album left. And we've got surprise songwriting credits. In the meanwhile, Ricky, you're renowned far and wide for collecting records. Ricky, have you got any cool records lately?
Have I got any cool records lately? I got the – Generación Suicida album that came out. I think it was called, what was it called again? I'm blanking. It was called Regeneración. And what was cool about it is it only got pressed out in Europe, but they managed to ship out only 100 of the 600 out here. So I was able to snag one of those and it arrived. So way underrated album of 2021. Really, really good stuff. I've also, because it's my birthday recently, I took a dive and I picked up, I'm waiting for it to come in the mail, but the first two tapes, compilation by Private Function on Clear and Yellow and Green Splatter. I'm waiting for that to come from Australia. Mm-hmm. So that was a that was you know, just a birthday gift for me that no one else would know that I wanted. So I'm waiting on that.
Ricky, a private function is usually an event which is closed to the general public. Do you feel as though the band name Private Function refers to going to the bathroom?
It's possible. With those guys, it's possible.
Anything's possible with those guys.
Oh yeah, but you know what? Like they have quickly become one of my favorite bands, not just because of their music, but like their antics online and what I've seen on like in videos are, it's just spectacular. I hope they come out. They can make it out here soon. But like, yeah, they that's a band that just rocks. They need more. They need someone. Some label needs to sign them over here. Like they really deserve to be have a better North, a more a bigger presence in North America.
And more, do we have a score tally right now?
We have a score tally. Mikey, you're at 4,500. Ricky, you're at 1,900. And Caitlin, you're at 2,000.
Whoa.
All right. Well, we've got a neck and neck race here, and there's two possible sellouts still left on the board. It is anybody's game. Ricky, were you the picker, or was it Mikey? As the host, I really should be keeping track of this, but I'm not. So who was it, Ricky or was it Mikey? I forget.
I mean, I was going a bunch, but I don't.
We'll say Ricky. Go ahead.
All right. So bands that never released an album for 800.
Okay, bands that never released an album for 800. This fantastic San Francisco punk band released three singles, but never an album, and they used to dress up as cops on stage. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Of course, Crime, the amazing first wave San Francisco punk band, who have their compilation collected as San Francisco's Not Doomed, as well as a single collection. Ricky, back to you.
Surprise songwriting credits for 800.
In the 90s and 2000s, REUP recorded several singles with what New York ska punk band? 90s and 2000s, REUP recorded several singles with what New York ska punk band? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Answer, the Slackers. Those were collected as part of a compilation that has about 6 tracks on released in Japan on Ska in the World, which if you can get it, you definitely should get it. Ricky, back to you.
Bands that never released an album for 1,000.
Bands that never released an album for 1,000. This Tim Armstrong band featured reggae legend Tippa Irie and was clearly influenced by Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The Landfill Crew, which famously had a video that was taken strictly from Saturday morning circa 1979. Ricky, back to you.
Oh, man. It's funny. I think I even like wrote stories about that band on Punk News. Okay. Let's do surprise songwriting credits for 1,000.
Surprise songwriting credits for 1,000. Ricky, this is a sellout opportunity. Would you like to sell out, and for how much?
You know what? Let's just do I'll sell it for 300.
All right, for 300 points. Ricky, this is just for you. Bruce Springsteen wrote Hungry Heart for this artist, but then decided to keep the song for himself. Who was the artist that Bruce refused to give Hungry Heart to?
Oh, man. I mean, didn't he work with the MC5, or am I getting that wrong? I'll say the MC5.
Sort of close, Joey Ramone, but I'm afraid that's incorrect.
Oh, okay.
Ricky, back to you.
REUP for 400.
REUP for 400. What is REUP's real name? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ariane Foster. Ricky, back to you.
John, these are hard.
Yeah. Who knew this was going to get harder the second round?
All right. How about Joe Jack Talcum for 1,000?
The Dead Milkmen, this was easy. The Dead Milkmen released one official cover of a Led Zeppelin song. What song did they cover?
Just try it.
Ricky, you buzzed in?
Yeah, I'll guess that it was Stairway to Heaven.
Incorrect. Caitlin?
Rock and roll.
Incorrect. Mikey, would you like to guess or would you like to not answer?
No, I don't know this.
The answer is Southbound Suarez, which is only found on the Conspiracy Song CD single from 1995, I believe.
Wow.
Ricky, back to you. Just a couple left on the board. The only ones left on the board are 600, 800, and 1,000 for Ari Up, and that's all we've got left. So, Ricky, your choice.
I will do.
I think we did 800. I think we did 800. I'm actually sure of it. So we've got 600 and 1,000 left on the board, and that's it for Ari Up.
All right, Ari Up for 1,000.
Ari Up's father was a famous German Schlager singer. What was his name? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Of course, it was Frank Foster, a very famous German singer. Ricky, the last question is to you, and it's an opportunity to sell out. How much would you like to wager?
100.
Okay, for 100, Ricky, after the end of the Slits, Ari Up was central to what 80s experimental dub collective?
Oh, I don't know. Take my 100.
The answer was the New Age Steppers. And so that ends round two. M's going to add up our totals, and then we're going to have our final round. But while M does that, Mikey Erk. The Ergs recently released their first 7-inch in a long time, if I'm correct. What was the impetus for the new Erg 7-inch? Was it just together and have some fun, or was there a specific tactical reason?
It was basically just to have some fun. We with that 7-inch, we put out 2 7-inches, or we are in the process of putting out 2 7-inches, and they both consist of a couple old tunes of mine and a couple new songs. And the impetus was basically I got a demo tape of some old songs that I wrote that I gave to one of our old drummers that I completely forgot about. And it got sent to me over while we were locked down basically. And I was like, oh, these are pretty fun. And so at some point we were like, oh, we should get together and record these for a Bandcamp Friday or something. And then we just decided to do a session and record a few songs. So it ended up being 2 7-inches. So those will both be out by the end of the month, I feel like.
And there's also a compilation, Hindsight is 2020 Part 2, coming out on Creep Records, correct?
That's right, yeah. Finally having a physical release on LP and CD of that compilation.
Mikey, do you care about format, CD, vinyl, digital? Do you have a preference, or do you feel they're all equally valid?
I do prefer vinyl, I suppose. But I grew up collecting CDs, so that's a, it's still a valid format. I still have a bunch of CDs around here and still have a CD player and all that. And streaming is great too. It's, convenient. Any way you can listen to music, I think you should listen to music.
Caitlin, when a game show host or TV show host is killing time, I think it's happened behind the scenes, they often ask vapid questions. Do you find those vapid questions to be delightful and fun or annoying and stupid?
Well, I find them to be delightful and fun, mostly because I'm on the edge of my seat anticipating what could come, what to expect. I like that. I can see why some people may not, but I don't know.
So you think I should continue to torture the three contestants right now and make them wait, or should we go to the scores right now?
I'm loving every moment of it. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Ricky, I believe you're the only veteran of Punk's points here. What's it like to be back in the saddle again?
Oh, it's like reuniting with a long lost friend. I remember being actually, Ricky, in all seriousness, though, that I think I was on the first Punk's points, and I was doing it from my college dorm in Sonoma County.
Ricky, to me, the Punk's points questions are easy because I already know them, obviously. Yes. Do you feel as if the Punk's points are too hard? And should we do ones like name a Ramon? Should we have very easy questions, you think, up front?
I think it depends who's on. These are very specific, though. maybe go for kind of a wider net, cast a wider net of questions. I don't know. But John, you know what you're doing. So I trust you, as I have for years
now. Fair enough. Well, thank you, Ricky. I appreciate that. And more, do we have a total before round three?
We have a total. Mikey, you stayed at 4,500. Ricky, you dropped to 500. And Caitlin, you dropped to 100.
Okay, well, it's anybody's game at this point. M, what is the category for the final round, which is one question?
The final round is the Ramones.
If you look in your buzzer section, you are able to text me directly. Please text me the amount that you would like to wager for the category, the Ramones, and then I will read the question, and you will have 20 seconds to answer. M, so they're texting me right now, M, they're wagers. I've got a wager from Mikey. I don't have a wager from Ricky yet, and I don't have a wager from Caitlin. They're still thinking it over. And how do you think Punk's points is going so far? You think the audience is engaged and having fun? I think Ricky just dropped out. Ricky, where'd you go?
No, I'm here. I'm here. Sorry, I lost my buzzer for a second. So wait, let me text you how much.
Like text you. Okay, on
the that's fine too. I will write my telephone number in the thing. I don't want to say it on the air. So you guys can see my telephone number right there, and you can text me the answer. Actually, Mikey, why don't we have you? So everyone's going to text me the answer just because that'll be simpler. And then you guys can also text me how much you want to wager as well. So while I do that, Moore, have you enjoyed being the judge and the scorekeeper and the announcer? Have you enjoyed your role at Punk's Points?
I have. I've always wanted to be on a game show, so it's nice. It's fun. And it's like, it's fun to play along. So it's like, I know this, you know, it's great.
Do you feel as though the questions have been too hard, too easy, or just right?
I think there's been a good mix. I think there are some that were really, really difficult. But other than
Do you think it was insane of me to ask what is the one Led Zeppelin song that the Dead Milkman recorded on an obscure promo only CD single?
I liked how you prefaced it with "this one's easy."
Okay. I've got everybody's wagers. Let's have the question. The question is the following. You'll have 30 seconds to answer, and then you can text me the answer when you're able. In 1989, Dee Dee Ramone released a hip hop album. What name did he use for himself as a rapper? You may begin now. Okay, well, it looks like we have everyone's answers, I believe. Okay, perfect. We've got everyone's answers. Okay, let's see here. Now, Caitlin, you wagered, 1 second here, $100. Caitlin's answer was D.D. King, which is the correct answer. So congratulations to Caitlin for getting it right. Ricky wagered $250, and his answer was D.D. King, and Ricky was also correct. And so here's the make it or break it answer. Mikey wagered 1,000 Punk's points, and his answer was D.D. King. So everyone got that right. Congratulations. M, do we have a final score?
Ricky, what was your wager?
250.
All right. Mikey, you have 5,500. Ricky, you have 750. Caitlin, you have 1,100.
Oh.
Well, congratulations to everyone that played. Thanks for playing a great game. You were all great competitors. Mikey, as the winner, you get the following prize pack. You get a Flames CD, which is an unreleased CD by the 1980s band The Flames, amazing, which was produced by Carlton Lee. You also get the Summer Soiree Run mixtape, which includes exclusive World Inferno songs, exclusive Poser songs, exclusive Crazy in the Brain songs, and exclusive Push Into the Limit songs. Ricky, you get The Flames 1980 CD, which is an unreleased CD from 1980 of some new wave stuff. You get the Summer Soiree mixtape that includes unreleased songs from World Inferno, Friends of Society, Poses, Crazy in the Brains, and Push Into the Limit. And Caitlin, you get the unreleased CD from the Flames from 1980, an unreleased 1980s band by including Michael Richards, and the Summer Soiree mixtape, which includes exclusive tracks from World and Fire Plugs, Just Crazy in the Brain, then Push It to the Limit. Everyone, thanks for coming on. Mikey, where can people check you out online?
Mikey Urg on all the social media stuff, and MikeyUrg.bandcamp.com is all the music. And yeah, if you follow me on socials, you'll see all the crazy crap I'm doing with all the different bands that I play in.
Kaylin, where can people check out Vixen 77 online?
Check us out on Instagram at 77vixen7777. We're on Spotify. You know, we're basically everywhere online that you can think of. Even saw it on TikTok. We started making TikTok reels, which, you know, we're all 25 plus, so like it's kind of hard to get into it. But, you know, we're out here on TikTok and
fantastic. And Ricky, where can people check you out on Instagram?
At Desert Verse 92 is where you can see my art, my slow art collection that's been building up, and my records. So yeah, at Desert Verse 92 on Instagram.
Very good. Well, Mikey, Kevin, and Ricky, thanks for coming on the show, and we'll see you all next time on Punk's Points.
We're chocolate.